I God, we thank you for your beauty of who you are and your beauty that can transcend the ugliness of our fallenness and can make us into something beautiful. Even the broken places in our lives, you can make beautiful. The things we go through, you can make beautiful. And we thank you for that, God, that you are the source of all beauty on this earth. God, we give you thanks. We give you praise for that, God. You are truly the beauty in all things. God, we pray for our prayer list, for the places where there's brokenness in people's bodies, in their lives. We lift up to you Betty Detweiler, who is on medication currently for a skin condition. Just pray that you'd be with her. And just thank you, God, that she's able to be here this morning. And God, we also pray for Ray Swiger, the Bachman's grandfather. Just be with him as his health is failing. Just be with his caregivers as they take care of him. Just be in the Bachman household and be with Ray, that he would know your peace. We pray for Arayla as she's continuing to go through a battle with cancer. Lori Cole's friend, be with her mother as well as she walks through her with that. And God, we lift up to you the Godshaws. Pray for Harold and Joni, as Harold has had a diagnosis of cancer. God, I pray that you would be with them, and that Harold and Joni both and their children would know your peace, and that they would trust and know that they are in your hand. And we pray for Barry Haverstick, a friend of Joel Ryder's, who fell in a barn last week. Just pray for him with his broken hip and other injuries. Just pray that you'd be with him and that he would make a full recovery. And God, we place all these things in your care, in your hand. We know that you hold all of these things in your hand, and we know that we can trust you as you have never failed us. And we pray for the expectant mothers here in this church. Pray for Jonathan and Natalie Cody. Pray for Mary and myself. And for the Red K's as they are awaiting upcoming births. We also pray for the De Leons, Alicia and Daniel, as they have a baby coming in January as well. And God, we just pray for, thank you so much, God, for the way that we can be involved in missions in our church and the greater world. We just pray for Mark and Kristen as they minister in Peru. And pray for Tiffany Nunez, who's not too far away from them in Bolivia, as she is going through medical school through Victoria's Fund. Just we give you thanks and praise for the ministry that she'll have as she comes out of medical school and begins to minister to children. And we pray for Deanne Zimmerman in Thailand. Just be with her as she ministers at the school, in the school there. Just be with her and her team, the fellow teachers, the kids that they teach. Just pray that you would just bless her there. And God, we pray for the greater world, and pray for the places in the world where the worship of Yahweh has not come yet. Pray that where it is not, that through your people and through many other ways, ways that we can't even fathom, that the worship of you, the worship of Yahweh, would come to pass. We also pray for our own country as we are nearing our upcoming elections. Just pray that you would give guidance and wisdom to people as they vote. Just pray that you would be with us as we go through that as a nation. So God, we give you all these things, all these prayers, these requests, these petitions, and we thank you that we know that we can give them to you with a sure and certain hope. And in your name we pray, amen. Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see everybody. We have lots of visitors this morning as well. It's good to see you all. And I am going to go ahead and jump into the announcements here, as we have a lot on our plate today. I know I've been announcing this. The parade is upcoming, October 22nd. We usually have a hospitality table out front with cookies and goodies, and I think we usually have coffee and tea. So put that in your schedule, and if you can make something for that, that'd be great to be a part of this. And it's always a fun time. Usually a good bit of the church family is there watching the parade along with the community, so it's a good time. Sunday school, if you haven't come to Sunday school yet, we're going in passages from Paul. Janelle is teaching, and it's been a great time of discussion and learning about Paul, the man who wrote most of the New Testament. And if you haven't come yet, do not feel afraid of jumping in as you can. It's a great time. And also, today we are going to be having a dedication of Tesher McElhaney. And afterwards, immediately following the service, the McElhaneys would like to invite everyone to a milk and cookies reception in the Fellowship Hall in honor of Tesher. Yeah, that's great. I'm looking forward to that. So I believe that is all the announcements. If I'm missing anything, please let me know.
Thank you, Matt. At this time, I would like to invite the McElhaney family up, whoever is coming up. I think Tesher should be among those coming. If you are here as family members of the McElhaneys and the Queens, let me see your hands so we know who our guests are. There's many of you here today. Welcome. It's a special day. Hey, everybody. You guys, very exciting. Are we sleeping?
Almost.
Are we sleeping, Tesher? Hi, Tesher. Hi. This is our dear family next door, part of our church family. And it's a real honor to, as we have done for all three of their other children, dedicate to the Lord. The Abigail and Matt McElhaney family have had a very God-led journey in naming their children. And those names have great meaning and scriptural foundation. In this case, we have Tesher Steadfast McElhaney. And Tesher is a word, it's a name that comes out of the Hebrew tradition. It actually means gift. Extended can mean gift of God. And they chose that name because they know that God is a giver of gifts to his children. Good gifts. And we have here a good gift. So isn't that great to be named Gift? And then the middle names are always important, too, and in this case, Steadfast. And they find kind of a foundation for that in Psalm 89. So I'm going to read to us the first 18 verses of that. And in three of these 18 verses, you find the word steadfast in the first two and then down in 14. So listen as I read this. I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I said, steadfast love will build up forever. In the heavens you will establish your faithfulness. You have said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant, I will establish your offspring forever. We know that was Jesus. And build your throne for all generations, where Jesus reigns today. Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in all the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord? A God greatly to be feared in the council of the holy ones, and awesome above all who are around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty as you are, O Lord, with your faithfulness all around you. Your rule, the raging of the sea. When the waves rise, you still them. You crushed Rahab like a carcass. You scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and all that is in it, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon joyously praise your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand. High your right hand. Righteous and justice. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are the people who know the festal shout and who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who exalt in your name all the day. And in your righteousness are exalted, for you are the glory of their strength. By your favor our horn is exalted, for our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. What a beautiful foundation, the steadfast love of God for a name and for a family and for a child. As we come to dedication, we follow a scriptural example that was started really, certainly most notably in the Old Testament with Hannah, who was childless and pleaded with God. We read in 1 Samuel 1, Hannah brought her son Samuel to Eli. And Hannah said, "Oh, my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord, to Yahweh. For this boy I prayed, and Yahweh has given me my petition which I asked of him. So I also dedicate him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord." And Eli worshiped the Lord there. This is a biblical thing to do. And then Jesus, remember the disciples? It's interesting we have all these children up here on Sunday morning, and we could see that as a distraction, or we could see it as a blessing, because these children are learning to worship in their own way and at their own level. And I have to think of these words of Jesus when I might be inclined to say, oh, we need order and dignity, and we can't have children up there waving flags and arms and banging on drums. When the disciples tried to say that to Jesus and keep the children from coming to him, this is what is recorded by Luke. And they were bringing the children to Jesus so he could touch them, but the disciples rebuked them, rebuked the children. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Permit the children to come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." And he took them in his arms and he began blessing them, laying his hands on them. I love the activity. By the way, I work below this family. If anyone has any earplugs that you'd like to loan me. These are active children, right? Are you active, right? Okay. Zerial, Zedek, and Tesvanish. So Jesus welcomed the children. And not only that, but he said, we come to the faith like children. And I sometimes think children just simply accept things. We get so intellectual sometimes. We get all tripped up in our own mind and adult thinking. We just need to be trusting like children. Simple faith. Peter, in his Pentecost sermon in Acts 2, said, "For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God calls to himself." And then in that same hour, this is recorded in Luke, in that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will." Let's all be like children today. Simple, childlike faith as we dedicate to the Lord Tesher. So I want to ask you guys, Matt and Abigail, before God and before the gathering here, will you, as Tesher's parents, lead your lives in a manner in which that shows God's love and presence of the Lord, relying on God's grace to provide his nurture and guidance, surrendering Tesher to the Lord? If so, well, let me read on. Will you provide Tesher with teaching and God's word, introducing him to our Lord, so that he will one day receive Jesus as his own Lord and Savior? If that's your heart, say, "We will, with the help of God." And this is not a solo flight, rearing children. It's a community activity here in the body of Christ. So I want to give family members that have come today, church family members, an opportunity to stand with the McElhaneys. So I ask you, will you, the church family at Zion, and Tesher's circle of family and friends, stand with Matt and Abigail in guiding and encouraging Tesher in the way of our Christian life, leading by example and love as you find opportunity to influence him through the Holy Spirit? If you have that in your heart, say, "We will, with the help of God."
We will, with the help of God.
So let us now dedicate this little guy. Can you come over here, Tesher? Can you come here? Huh? Hi. How are you? Look at you. You kind of look like the rest of them. I know you guys are all related. Hi. Lord, we just thank you for Tesher, Steadfast, McElhaney. We thank you, Lord, for the precious creation that he is, that he's your child, and that he trusts his parents as he'll one day trust you as his heavenly father. I pray for his parents that you'll bless them as they guide him and provide for him and protect him, that they will have your grace and your love to pour out into his life, that you'll protect him from this world that has many dangers and pits, and that you'll guard his life, guard his heart, guard his soul, guard his spirit, that you will use him in your kingdom one day as he gives his life to you as his Lord and Savior by his own decision to be a mighty warrior in your kingdom, to be a witness for you. We dedicate him before you, Lord, and we all gather in one spirit in our prayers together as we pray in the name of Jesus and dedicate to you this one of your own, Tesher Steadfast McElhaney, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And he's ready to sleep. Isn't he a beautiful blessing? Children are an inheritance in the Lord. And each one reminds us of God's creative love. Am I boring you? This is the effect I have on people. They yawn. There you go, Dad. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
God bless. Oh, see, is that it? Is it real? Testfanish? Praise God. It's always a special blessing. Now take a moment, please, and welcome and greet one another in Jesus' name.